Hey, Fit Fam, it is Ryan Milton from Team FFLEX. I'm right here live right now on Ryrant Radio, and I'm on Fitness Fire at the same exact time. Today, I'm going to loop these two things together and show you a little bit of insight, give you a look on Fitness Fire into a live Ryrant Radio. And all I want you to do is when you get something out of the episode today, please share it out for me. Please subscribe, and please make sure that you let me know what your thoughts are on this thing. I do these shows, I do these episodes to help you become better, help you get where you want to be faster, and help you get to that iconic place that you want to be with your results and whatever it is that you want to do. This is Coach Ryan, and it is Ryan. Ryrant Radio, and like I said, we're on Fitness Fire today right now, okay? I'm giving y'all on Fitness Fire, my YouTube series channel shows, a look at what Ryrant Radio is, a live look, okay? So we're literally doing this live right now. I'm recording an episode while you're watching Fitness Fire, and I'm kind of doing this as a way to give you an insight. I know a lot of people might not do the whole podcast. A lot of people, you know, might not listen to the podcast. I know a lot of people these days don't even have a damn podcast app, but Ryrant Radio has been in the top 10 for fitness podcasts for like 2 years, which I'm super proud about, and that's because all you out there that are listening. So a lot of people get a lot of things out of it. Ryrant Radio is basically dedicated towards your mindset and mastering different things that are going to come up, understanding, you know, kind of snapping you back to where you need to be. A lot of people I know listen to it, and they get motivated, they get back on track, they get their mindset right. And so for Fitness Fire, I thought it was relevant, you know, give you a look, let you see a little bit more, and maybe you do end up jumping over to some podcasts, or maybe you just can refer back to this episode when you need a dose of something. Something kind of cool about Ryrant Radio is I never ever plan these, okay? I never like sit down and, okay, I'm gonna talk about this and then I'll say it like this. I never do that. What I do on Ryrant Radio is I basically jump on here and I just start talking shit, okay? Literally whatever's in my brain, whatever I think is gonna be beneficial to you, it almost just comes to me in a moment and I have no idea what I'm gonna say or why, but a lot of times it does help people, and I love the messages I get from all of you that tell me, you know, you got something out of Ryrant Radio. That's why I do this. That's my goal all the time. That's why I continue to do all the content that I do. So whether you're on YouTube right now or you're listening to Ryrant Radio on a podcast, I appreciate you doing that. And I would really appreciate it if you get anything out of today's episode, please share it. And I don't exactly know what I'm going to talk about just yet, but I'm thinking what I'm going to talk about is excuses. And that's just kind of rolling in my brain. So let's talk a little bit about excuses, ladies and gents. What is the big thing that comes up with every goal that you ever set and why you don't achieve it is because you make an excuse. In reality, that is always the thing, right? And there's no question about it that these excuses that you make, whether you deem them to be true or not, actually hold no real value for you getting shit done, right? They hold no real value for you getting where you want to be, and they actually hold you back from actually attaining whatever it is you're trying to do. So with your fitness goals, you could be trying to lose weight, you could be trying to build muscle, you could try to compete, right? And you're holding yourself back by saying, oh, but I could never do that diet, I could never do this cardio, I'm too tired today, I'm too tired to do this. Your life goals are the same thing. If you got a career that you want to advance in, you want to get a raise, you want to go to the up the ladder, or maybe you want to entrepreneur your own business, or maybe it's more like a personal goal, relationships, as something in life where you want to move somewhere, you want to be somebody, you want to do these things, guess what? It's all the same shit. I honestly 100% believe that humans were born with limitless potential, okay? If there's anything that we've seen in the world, looking back on successful people, looking at people that changed the status quo, looking at people that basically transformed the world that we live in, I mean, everything that's around us right now, if you're just listening to this in your car, or you're at the gym, or you're, you know, at work, I don't know where the hell you listen to this, look around you. Everything that we consider life right now was built by people that didn't accept their fucking excuses, right? And they didn't let their excuses hold them back. And that's something I think that you really need to think about, because the things that shape the world we live in were all made by people that didn't accept the value of the excuses that could have been in their mind. And I guarantee you that they were, because this is also what you gotta know. There's no damn superhuman people running around that have some non-excuse button built into them, meaning like when excuses come come up, they don't just trigger it off. They're not going to turn it off. It's just not going to be a thing that just comes up. I'll tell you straight up, every single person that has been successful or not has the same level of excuses. The difference will be if you can turn away from that and if you can stay focused on what the goal is and take those little shit-talking excuses and put them in their fucking place, which is far, far behind you as you strive forward towards your goal. So what you got to understand about excuses is, hey, guess what? You're not fucking special. You're not fucking unique. Excuses are something that come up for everybody, and some people just don't damn accept them. I'll tell you straight up, I've talked about this a billion times on this show, but I think it's always beneficial to say, there is not a day in Coach Rye's life, me doing this podcast for you now, me coaching, me going to the gym, me doing any of the shit that I gotta do to have, you know, everything that I've built and project my business forward and grow and become better with my body and my health and my wellness and everything. There's nothing. There's no day. There's not been one motherfucking day, maybe one. Maybe one in all the years that I've been involved in this fitness game that I've had a day where I wanted to do everything that I did, okay? The truth is, most fucking days, the Coach Rye that you're listening to right now does not want to get up and go to the fucking gym, okay? I do a couple workouts a day. I'll tell you straight up, I'm not fucking stoked to go try to deadlift 600 pounds. I'm not fucking stoked to go beat the shit out of my body with weights because it's fucking hard. It takes a lot of energy. Because you got the same excuses sometimes, right? And then when those days come up, we could say, oh, shit, well, you know, resting could be better. I'm not the guy that always wants to stick on his fucking nutrition plan either, just like you. I want to eat a pizza every now and then. I want to have a pizza maybe more than every now and then. I want to eat all kinds of shit. And I got to say, you know what? At the end of the day, you can't do it. I mean, I could make an excuse and say, you know what? Maybe it's a refeed. Maybe it'll help me. Maybe it'll boost my metabolism. Yeah, that's probably it. I need the calories. I worked out real hard. Those are all excuses, right? These are all things that will hold you back. I'm not necessarily ever stoked to work on the tough-ass projects that I do for my business. I'm not necessarily ever stoked for any of this shit. But you know what? I do it because I know that if I do it, I'm going to get better. I know it's going to get me further, and I know the end game goal. And I know that the goal that I want, whatever I'm trying to achieve, whether it's building my business, growing my team, being a better coach, being a better boss to my employees, advancing my health and wellness, getting stronger, getting leaner, having just an overall better life, comes from the simple steps you take every single day, okay? Like, I know the end game, the long term, even though it's far away, it's not going to be dictated in leaps and bounds. It's going to be dictated in the step by step. It's going to be dictated in the decisions where you could either make an excuse or you can make a result. And you're only going to get that choice about 1,000 times a day, right? Every single thing that comes up, every single little comment, every single little challenge, every single little speed bump along the way can either derail you or it can be another step forward towards your goal. And so you always have to go into this with that mindset that, okay, I'm going to be challenged. I'm going to be tested. I'm going to have to do shit I don't want to do because I'm challenging the comfort zone. I'm growing beyond the comfort zone. The life I want is not the one I'm in, right? I want a better physique. I want to be stronger. I want to lose weight. I want to build muscle. I want to have a better career. I want to make more money. I want to entrepreneur my own business. All these things you could be saying to yourself, right? Because everybody's got their goals, and if I didn't mention it, don't matter. You know what your goals are. Basically is that, you know what, if you want to do those things, if that is the life you want, it's not the one you got. And if it's not the one you got, it's because the stuff you're doing now is not going to take you there. So you got to do things that you don't want to do to get where you want to actually be, right? If you keep doing the same stuff, it's the definition of insanity, right? Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. And this is what happens to so many people with so many different fitness goals and career goals, life goals in general, is they're like, hey, you know, I'd rather make more money, but I'm gonna keep doing the same shit and slacking off at work and not fucking doing what it takes to actually do that. Hey, you know what, I want to lose weight, but I'm gonna keep eating bullshit, drinking alcohol and doing all the other shit because I don't want to do the diet, right? Hey, you know what, I want to be stronger, but I don't want to lift no heavy ass fucking weights. It's like Ronnie Coleman used to say, everybody wants to be a bodybuilder, but nobody wants to lift them heavy motherfucking weights. And that is true. That is the world we live in. And everybody makes an excuse for the why and the how. And all of you basically are living in the definition of insanity. You're doing the same shit. And I'll tell you what, you'll do the same shit for 30 days. You'll do it for 6 months. You'll do it for a year. You'll do it for 10 fucking years. And you'll look back and realize, wow, holy shit, I've had these goals forever. I've had these fucking New Year's resolutions forever. And I've never got any closer. I've never got any further. I never projected myself any closer. I've done about 1,000 things, but I've been a hamster in a fucking wheel, turning and tossing and running around, and I never got where I wanted to be. And that is the unfortunate truth of so many people, right? I always imagine the picture in my mind of like a grandfather rocking in a rocking chair and sitting there at the end of his life being like, fuck, should have done things different. And that's what propels me forward every day when I do face things I don't want to do, when I do have challenges that are hard to deal with, uncomfortable things, and even just basic shit, you know what I mean? And at some point, you got to understand that that's just what life is. Life is the constant growth and personal achievement and the fact that we all set goals from the day we are born. When you start crawling around on a fucking, you know, on the floor as a little baby, eventually your goal is to decide how to get up and fucking walk. And then once you figure out how to walk, your goal will be to run. And so on and so forth. Your goals will be set forth in front of you sometimes in life, and some of them you will create. The ones that you build, the ones that you want, the ones that you can work for, that's where the life is. That's where what makes you a human being is actually where you get exemplified in the quality of life, right? Other animals and other things and plants and all this shit that lives on Earth like us really doesn't have a choice. It has to do what it has to do to survive, and that's it. Humans are the creature that has a choice, and that's why we fuck everything up, right? A tree does not decide how tall it's gonna grow because it knows it will grow as much as it can. Human beings, on the other hand, would rather fucking sit down with a bowl of Cheetos, Doritos, fucking taquitos, and watch Netflix instead of pursue the goals they have in life. And we are the only living organism with the real choice of this, right? Every other animal organism we could look at will choose to survive, will choose to live, will choose to carry on, and we can choose to hold ourselves back, and that is what people do. So what you have to understand is, guess what? You got to know your goals really well. You got to know where you want to be. You got to project it forward in your mind, and you got to envision it as if it's real. You literally got to go into this place where you're trying to be and see it now in the moment, everything that you're trying to create. And you have to make it so real in your mind that now, guess what? It becomes worth it. The struggle becomes worth it. The daily challenges become worth it. Getting your ass up early and going to the gym becomes worth it. Sticking to your nutrition plan becomes worth it. Trying to overachieve at work to get your raise becomes worth it. Doing all the hard shit and not wasting your time, not making excuses, not procrastinating, not being a little bitch actually has value for getting you where you want to be. Because if you can see it, if you can live it, if you can dream it, and then you can understand, guess what? It actually could be reality. Now it can be. Now it will be if you do the steps that it takes. And that's every single day. A lot of people have a hard time looking at the big picture, right? A lot of people have a hard time looking forward in the future and seeing, okay, this, because it seems too unattainable. If you got 100 pounds to lose, it's very hard to realize that, hey, you know what? 100 pounds lost happens 1 pound at a time, right? I've lost 100 pounds in my life before, and I'll tell you what. I didn't look at the big goal. I didn't look at the long-term goal. I didn't look at the end game and say, you know what? I'm going to get there necessarily. I said, okay, I want this, and I know that, okay, there's this distance between where I'm at and where I want to be. I don't exactly know how long it is. I don't exactly know what it's going to be, but I can handle this day. I can look at it right now and do my best today. And then hopefully I'll wake up tomorrow and feel like doing my best tomorrow. And then hopefully the day after that, I'll continue to do that. And I basically adapted myself into a lifestyle. And this is what I make all my clients do. This is what I tell everybody to do. Any goal that you have, guess what? It's not something you occasionally work on. It's not like mowing your fucking lawn you do once a week. You have to fucking trim the grass every day if you want to grow a fucking good lawn, right? And at the end of the day, that's what you have to do with your goals and your dreams and the things that you want to attain. You're going to have to sit down and work your fucking ass off yourself every single day, taking steps to where you want to be. And it doesn't matter how big the step is. Remember, I said it's not going to be in leaps and bounds, but one step at a time, you will get there eventually. Think about what you can do every single day and then try to be better tomorrow and make sure that you're always progressing forward, and you will have more shit in your life than you could possibly dream of, fathom, or possibly create, right? Like, I know, having been in so many different phases in my life where I was like, there's no way I can do this shit. There's no way I'll be able to do it. There's no way. All the negative, the fucking excuses, the self-talk, the bullshit that's in the back of your head that says you can't, you won't, and you definitely will not. Eventually, you realize, whoa. Depending on what you think, what you let yourself believe, what you let yourself actually achieve is the thoughts that happen in your mind. The things that you think will become reality, because whatever you say to yourself, whatever you believe in yourself, will become what becomes of you. And if you say, you know what, I can't do it. If you say you can't make it and that's the only talk you ever have, you're never going to get there. But if that talk comes up and you say, hey, shut the fuck up, you negative piece of shit. Coach, I ain't listening to you today. I got shit to do, and I'm going to get there. Then you look back on your life, and you realize there's many different phases of things that you thought were big deals. They were hard. They were difficult. And they weren't actually shit compared to what you deal with now, right? And there's all these moments in our life. If you actually think back on your own life, you will think of a ton of times where things were such a struggle while you were in them. And now you can look back and laugh on it because you do that shit every fucking day, right? The first time you went to the gym, it was hard. And now you go to the gym every fucking day. Some of you multiple times, and you enjoy the fucking thing, right? Sometimes when you do a start a diet, it's damn hard to figure it out. It's hard to learn to count your macros. It's hard to learn to follow your meals. It's hard to eat healthy. And then eventually you know what to eat, you know how to do it, and you just stick to the damn fucking process. If you could do that with every single thing in your life, then you become limitless, right? You have unlimited fucking potential. Like I said, you can do whatever thing you want. You can go wherever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do, but you will never do it if you let the excuses plague you. If you come up with the reasons why, if you come up with external shit to tell you why you can't have, you can't be, you can't do, you couldn't this. Because at the end of the day, there is no excuse that is external that affects what you can do internally. All the excuses that you come up with are internal, and those are the ones that damage you. Okay? Those are the ones that hold you back. Those are the ones that will guarantee that you don't get where you want to be. And so if you want the best, if you want to get where you want to be, if you want to achieve things you didn't dream possible, then what you have to do is understand that excuses hold no fucking value. Every single day, probably about 1,000 times, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. You're going to be challenged. It's going to be an excuse, or it's going to be a result. And you got to choose the result, even if it means that you got to do the work. You got to push harder. You got to take your fucking tired ass and push yourself again. And you got to do more. You got to get better. And you got to do it every day. And then realize at the end of the day, when you thought you did good, you probably could have done better and try to do that tomorrow. And I guarantee you, if you can all do this, if you can actually do this, you'll be further than anything you could possibly dream when it comes to any goal, whether it be health and fitness, career, financial, relationships, life in general, anything that you want to do. You can get to an entirely new level when you finally decide that excuses, they don't mean jack motherfucking shit.